Young people whose lives have been forever changed for the good, right here in this meeting. I was speaking just a few weeks ago with a minister who related to me his personal story of a critical time in his life, 16, 17 years old. He came to this conference. God spoke to his heart. It was a critical moment. When he came to that youth conference that year, God spoke to him. Brother Alviar was preaching. God spoke to him. While the enemy was trying to seek to bring destruction, he came to the house of God one more time and said, God, I'm looking to hear your voice. And he heard the voice of mercy. And he heard the voice of grace. And that service was a critical turning point in his life. And he's pastoring today. Thank God for Apostolic Youth Conference in Akron, Ohio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as much as I try to prepare and I try to come with my gun loaded as much as possible, there's just times it doesn't seem like I could just have it all in a roll and everything together. So I'm just being a bit painful honest with you today. I'm really glad to be here. I feel the presence and the anointing of the Lord. And victory is going to be gained today by us agreeing together. Hallelujah. How many will help me follow the leading of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Amen. And just as every year, I know there's young people at critical junctures in your life. This might be just another youth conference to you. But I'm telling you, I believe it's very important with who you are and where God wants you to go in your future. How many would like to lift your hands right now and say, God, I want you to speak to me in this conference. I want you to speak to me, Lord. I want you to change my life. I want you, God, to speak to my spirit. I want you to affect my heart. I want you to give instruction to my mind, oh Lord Jesus. I want you to give revelation and understanding. I want an encounter with you, God. Life-changing encounter with you this week, God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. To say that I want to give honor to all the ministry that is here tonight. God bless you today. God bless you. I appreciate all of you. If you would turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Micah, I would like to read a text of scripture there. Micah chapter 7. We will read 6 verses from this chapter. This is going to be very, very familiar. For so long, it seemed like I had what I thought was the mind of the Lord for this meeting. I was looking forward to what I was intending to preach. Last week, I began to really seek the Lord and try to spend time. Get all, as much as I could, organized and my chicken scratch into some type of sensible order. And just like can happen, I mean, things just started scattering rather than coming together. The Lord started changing my heart. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's been a while since I've been praying about a meeting, the tears begin to come to my eyes and begin to flow. I want this youth group to know I got a burden for you today. And I've been praying for you. And more than that, God's got Holy Ghost help right here today for you in this service. We were richly blessed of the Lord last night. Amen. The Holy Ghost spoke to us. God touched us. But how many is ready to let the will of God be continued in your spirit and in your heart? Hallelujah. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. The Bible said, why don't we just read that verse of Scripture together? Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now she shall be trodden down as the mire of the streets. Verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will, everyone say with me, He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all of their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast shown unto our fathers from the days of old. Let's pray the Lord's blessings upon the preaching of the word. Jesus, I'm needy. I'm dependent. I'm reliant upon you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your voice that still speaks. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that still moves. Thank you for your touch and your anointing, God, that's in this place today. I look to you. I lean on you. I trust in you. I depend upon you, God. I give myself fully to you, God. Believe in you to touch, God, and help each of these young people, strengthen them with the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord. Let the Word of God be effective, God, in touching and transforming lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I have a simple message today I want to preach. I want to talk to us about learning how to get back up again. Learning how to get back up again. Micah was a contemporary with Isaiah. And he was living during or just prior to and possibly during the time which the people of God would be taken into captivity. And Micah in his writing became a voice representing the complete and whole of Israel. And that is, while Israel would be permitted to go into a season in a time of captivity, the voice said, Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And that is, although the children of Israel, were going to be taken into a time of captivity that would not be their end. They may become a byword, and they may for a while become a people that was mocked. Yet God would reserve unto him a remnant and restore them and bring them back to Jerusalem. And so the word of the Lord was through the mouth of Micah the prophet, Rejoice not against me. Oh, mine enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy was Assyria. The enemy was Babylon. The enemy was the Edomites who would sit on the sidelines and mock God's people. Amen. The word of the Lord was, Rejoice not against me. Oh, mine enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. Hallelujah. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned. There's honesty. There's sincerity. I'll take what the Lord gives me because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Amen. Aren't you glad that you know that even though at times in your life, when you sin, and God does allow trouble to come your way, it is not a trouble to ultimate destruction, but it is a judgment unto mercy. It is a judgment of, amen, and that God allows the consequences at times of our decisions to come upon us. Amen. But aren't you glad He still has a covenant with us and that He loves us. And He has committed Himself to our salvation. Now, brothers and sisters, young people, we fall, we sin, we come short of the glory of God. And I don't ever want to minimize our sin. I don't ever want to minimize wrongdoing. And we never, never, never become careless in that we become willful sinners in the sense that we become blatant and obstinate in the face of God. But while we have a gospel today that is great, and while we have a gospel that is effective, and while the truth is the truth, and the plan that God has established in salvation is not a faulty plan, it works. Amen. We still have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. While the gospel is great, the flesh is weak. The flesh will always be weak. There's never a place that you can get in your walk with God and your relationship with God where you'll reach a height, a plateau, where you will never be tested and you'll never be tempted. There will always be the rest of your life an area, times and situations that your flesh will be brought to light. I want to remind you that the Lord is mindful that we are but flesh. He understands the frailty of humanity. He understands how weak we are. He understands how limited we are. And while He will never make an excuse for our sins and our weaknesses, amen, He is a God of great mercy, a God of great grace, and a God of great compassion. And He will never, never get pleasure out of judging you to an eternal damnation. He will never get pleasure out of seeing you cast into the lake of fire. His will is never to tell anyone, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. The Bible said it is not His will that any should perish, but this is His will, that all come to repentance. Hallelujah. And in learning how to get back up again today, young people, I want to tell you, amen, the same path that got you out of the sinning business is the same path that can keep you from going back into the sinning business. Hallelujah. Amen. When you have been born again, and then you find yourself in a space, in a season of life when you have allowed yourself to become weak and the relationship begin to wane with God, and you found yourself with the wrong attitude. You found yourself with the wrong spirit. You found yourself saying the things you shouldn't say. I want you to know God will never overlook your sin, but also know He never wants to throw you away. Amen. He's a God of great grace and He's a God of great mercy. Amen. And I believe there's something that we need to preach in this generation like never before. And that is the effectiveness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the far reaching extent of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to the day where the quote Christian world has begun to preach the grace of God and turn it into lasciviousness. Wherein, amen, they have failed to preach the delivering, saving, transforming power of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, the blood still has power today. It still reaches to the highest mountain. It still reaches to the lowest valley. There's still no sin too hard or too great or too stained upon your soul that it can't wash you clean. Hallelujah. The blood can reach you today, young person. The blood can reach you today. And what I'm trying to preach for a little bit right here in the beginning is sometimes the only way we're going to get up is to go down on our knees.
Amen. You can't shout your way, amen, out of bondage. You can't sing your way out of bondage when it's sin. The only remedy for sin is the blood. The only way we get reconciliation is through the sacrifice of Calvary. We got to go the water way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And while sometimes, young people, you'll find yourself flat on your back in failure. Amen. Always believe there's power in the blood. Always believe there's power in the blood. I don't have to stay down. He purchased my liberty. He purchased my victory. And so what am I going to do? Am I going to stay down and become depressed? And I'm going to stay down and become discouraged? And I'm going to stay down and become despondent? No, 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 no. I'm going to learn how to get back up again. I'm going to learn how to get back up again. I'm telling you, I believe the Holy Ghost is effective. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible says, he that is born of God sinneth not. It's just a settled deal. The Bible said we're born of an incorruptible seed. And so when we're born again, we're born of an incorruptible seed. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He puts his righteousness within. All of that is true. But we don't always do it right. You understand? I'm not minimizing the gospel here today. I believe we should effectively preach the power of the gospel to deliver. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm preaching today. Amen. And that is, the gospel works, but sometimes our flesh is weak and we fail to walk in the Spirit. What do we do then? All we can do is get back up again. The blood that worked the first time is going to work the second time. And it'll work the third time. And only God knows how many times he'll have to pick us up to get us to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you, the Bible said a wise man, when he begins to build a house, he'll sit down and he'll count the cost. And in counting the cost, he'll make sure he has sufficient to complete the building. Is that Bible principle? I'm going to tell you, the Bible says that each one of us are the Lord's workmanship. And I believe today that he which hath begun a good work in us is able to bring it unto completion. I believe he's able to do a perfect work with an imperfect vessel. Hallelujah. What are you saying, brother? I'm just trying to tell some young people today that the Lord knew how much blood it would take you to get you to heaven. God knew how many times you'd have to fall on your face and say, oh God, I'm sorry. I've sinned again. Oh God, I need your mercy today. I need you. He knew what it would take to get you there, and he didn't start a work in you that he can't finish. I'm just trying to encourage you today. You need to let the Lord get you up. You need to let the Lord help you to learn how to get up. Amen. Oh, gotta go down, but he's gonna get me up. He's gonna get me up. Somebody needs to say, rejoice not against me. Rejoice not against me. Rejoice not against me. Oh, my enemy. Hallelujah. Come on, you just need to tell the devil today, just leave the party hats on the shelf. Leave the confetti in the bag. Don't start your party. I know I'm down. I know I'm down. But I'm learning how to get back up. I'm learning how merciful God is. I'm learning how gracious God is. I'm not being foolish about it. I'm not being silly about it. But he didn't start a work in me to fail me now. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You can be seated. Last year sometime I was speaking with my uncle. He's had the Holy Ghost some 30-something years. Just a good, faithful saint. Raised his children in the church. Known for worshiping. Loving the preaching of the Word of God. I was talking with Uncle Don. He goes to Brother Jerry Green's church in Porter, Texas. And he said, I told my children just a while back. I said, children, and they're adults now. His children are and have their own children. He said, I can't tell you how to get up and stay up. He said, I've never been able to do it. I've never just got up spiritually. Never fell back in any way. I never got prayer where it was and should be. Never began to slip at some point in my life. He said, I can't tell you how to get up and stay up. He said, but I can teach you how to get back up. Do you understand today? I'm not talking about a lascivious gospel today. You understand? I'm not talking about making a mockery of God and just living carelessly and living foolishly. What I'm preaching to about today is that we have young people. You can't go undo what you've done. I know today, right now, amen, if you could, there's some things you'd go back in your past and you'd undo. You would never do it. You'd have never said it. You'd have never acted that way. What can we do about what's been done? What can we do about it? All we can do is let Him be a remedy for us. All we can do is let Him be gracious. All we can do is let Him be good. All we can do is bow our knees and our heads before the Lord one more time. Say, oh God, I want to make it. I may be down, but I don't have the nature of a pig that wants to wallow in this mud and mire. I may be down, but God, this is not my nature. In the sense of, this is not where I want to be. And this is not what you've put in me. My parents, my pastor, you as my God has put more in me than this. This is not where I want to stay. I want to be up. Sheep fall. They do. But they get back up. I'm telling you today, young people, the blood is the only remedy for your sin. We experience shame. We are embarrassed. We felt ourselves. We felt our parents. We felt our God. But what are we going to do about it? All we can do is do like the prodigal. The Bible said he said to himself, I will arise. I will arise and go to my Father's house. You got to learn how to get back up again. You got to learn how to get back up again. I believe there's young people that's coming to your senses today. I believe God is wanting you and helping you to come to your senses and say, this is not where I want to be. I don't want to be down. I don't want to be bound. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to live in a pig pen. This world is not my destiny. God's got a plan and purpose for my life. Oh, Lord God, I'm getting up today. I'm getting up. I'm telling you, young people, amen, there is an urgency in my heart and there's an urgency in this place. Amen, you need to get up today. You need to let God pick you up today. You need to humble yourself before the Lord and let the blood be effective in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to humble yourself before the Lord and say, I have sinned. I have sinned, but sin is not where I want to live.
sin is not where I'm going to stay. I want to be washed. I think we ought to experience a season of prayer right now. Would you pray with me? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's not a struggle you're having right now, amen, that just a good, honest-hearted prayer meeting won't help you through it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, there's nothing that you have done today that the blood of Jesus Christ can't cleanse and remit those sins from your life. Hallelujah. Come on, purpose in your heart. I'm going through the blood today. I'm going to overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Hallelujah. 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 I feel deliverance in the house moving right now. I feel release in the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of the blood right now. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in the house right now. There's freedom. There's freedom in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says that throng in Revelation chapter 12 was made overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Who did they overcome? You're going to stay with me just for a few more minutes? Who did they overcome? They overcome the accuser of the brethren. How are we going to overcome the accuser of the brethren? We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times we've used that encouraging people to testify. A lot of times we've used that encouraging people to stand up and speak a word of faith in the testimony service. But I don't see it as that. We overcome the accuser of the brethren through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The testimony is the record. Now, brothers and sisters, when you've done right, when you've lived the days that are right, when you have obeyed the word of God and lived according to the will of the Spirit, it doesn't matter what the devil says. The record's there. God says they're faithful. Day 21, they're faithful. There's nothing on their record. When the accuser of the brethren comes and says, on August the 1st, they did this. The Lord looks at the record and says, it's not there. The testimony proves it. But what are we going to do about the days we did fall short? What are we going to do about the days when we did sin? What are we going to do with the days when the devil's got the gun loaded? And we put the bullet in. What are we going to do about that? All we can do is take it to the blood, brothers and sisters. That's all we can do, young people. That's all we can do. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must believe that the blood is effective in washing away and remitting sins. We must believe in the power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The purpose of Jesus' coming was to give himself a ransom and to pay the remedy for sin. Hallelujah. Jesus' coming was to save his people from their sins. Jesus is all about making a way for you to experience a remission and remedy from your sins. And the best thing I can do for you today in preaching the gospel is to build your faith that the blood is sufficient for your sins. I'd like to tell you you're going to do everything right and that you've done everything right. But the fact is we're flesh and we don't. All we can do is have faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, when we lay on our deathbed and draw our last breath, they're going to be able to say over us, the old rugged cross made the difference. That's what gave them the peace and the serenity in their closing moments. Their faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me just jump back and say, now listen, the only way you can get that remedy and that remission is through repentance. All right? That's the, you got to, when you have sinned, that's the only way you can get up. But you can get up. The Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just. I'm preaching today about what we have done. I'm not preaching and telling you that the gospel can't keep you. I'm telling you today there's young people that need to get up, and this is the way you get up. All right, brother, go ahead. Amen. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye what? That's the message. But if we sin, we got to believe this. We got to believe this. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah. I'm not like a Judas with no hope. Jesus is my advocate. He's my intercessor. I'm not like Job today saying, oh, I wish there was a day. No. I have one. And while I'm sorry I failed him, while I'm sorry I grieved him, while I have sinned, I remember that he said that I am to come boldly with confidence and assurance unto the throne of grace that I may find mercy. Everybody say mercy. And grace to help in the time of need. Blood wasn't shed for your good days. Blood wasn't shed for the days you get it all right. Blood was shed for the days you got it wrong. Blood was made available when you need it the most. You can have it. Blood was made available that when you should die, God said, no, I'll die in your place, live. I'm trying to help somebody get some faith today. Get back up. The blood is available. Amen. What good would it be today for me to preach to you that the blood has power and preach about the effectiveness of the blood? Amen. If I didn't also tell you it's available. It's available. It's available today. Amen. You can't buy your way to salvation. You can't work your way to salvation. You can't ever do enough to deserve salvation. You just got to weep your way back to Calvary. But I'm so glad we can get back. I'm just telling you. I'm so glad we can get back. And really, if I'm just waiting for me to get it all together and get it right, for me to come boldly to the throne of grace, then when will that ever happen? When can I ever go to the throne of the eternal God of heaven and say, now I deserve it, Lord? When will I ever go to the throne of God and say, now I've been good enough for a year? It won't happen. We just got to come believing He sits on the throne of grace. And you understand what that grace is? That's God giving us what we don't deserve. That's what grace is. It's the unmerited favor of God. It's God giving to us what we don't deserve. We have to go say, God, I don't deserve it, but I believe in it. You don't have to do it, but I believe you will. God, you can throw me away, but I don't believe you want to. And I don't want you to. I want to be saved. 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 I don't want to stay down, Lord. I don't want hell to be my eternity. I want the eternal joys and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. I want the good life, walking with you, loving you, Lord, serving you. I want the anointing and the blessings of God upon my life. God, will you pick me up one more time? Woo, I believe there are some young people. You ought to join with somebody near you right now. Start having a prayer meeting with me. Oh, God, help us get up. God, this is another group of Akron Youth Conference, God attendees. This is another group of young people, Lord. They need your mercy. They need your mercy, God. They need your mercy, God. They need your mercy, God. Come on, pray for the mercy of God on your life right now. God, don't give me what I deserve. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. I need your mercy today. Woo! We need your mercy. We need your mercy, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel Holy Ghost moving right now. Woo! I feel restoration. I feel deliverance. I feel freedom in the Holy Ghost. Feel the power of the blood here today. Oh! Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let me, you can remain standing. Let me bring it to a close. Just, we may do music in a little bit, but just let me feel after the Lord here. Amen. Someone said when we make it to heaven, it's going to be something like this. Cowards never started. And the weak ones died along the way. Only the brave, only the strong have made it here today. Young people, you got to have courage to get up. You got to have courage to face yourself. You got to have courage to repent. Have courage to be honest with yourself and courage to be honest with God. You got to seek the Lord with all of your heart. There's many adversaries at war against you. Amen. But God is able to keep you. God's able to preserve you. God's able to take you there. You've heard it said that mercy is God not doing what He could do in judgment. That's not it in total. Total is God's goodness. Mercy is also God's goodness coming to you. All right. Mercy and goodness go together. But mercy is in part God not doing to us in judgment what He could do. That's mercy. That's God having us in the crosshairs. All right. And He doesn't pull the trigger. And He lets us walk. Can I tell you, God does not get glory out of just being merciful to us alone. God is not pleased with just being merciful to us. Not judging us when He could for our sins. Or being good to us in spite of our sins.
God is pleased when we allow Him to be gracious. And that is, we allow Him to do for us what He does not have to do. That is, I could live the rest of my life on God's mercy, so to speak. What's the danger of mercy is that mercy never changes anybody. Alone. Mercy left Israel in their sin. But aren't you glad He's more than merciful? Because judgment against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. When God lets you by again and again and again, it's not good for you, so to speak. And that's not enough. You need to let God be gracious to you. He's had mercy on you and allowed you to live so that you can have an opportunity for Him to do something for you that He don't have to do. That is today. He's merciful to us while we're in our sins because He's provided an opportunity and a platform of grace to reach us and to save us. And that's just what He's doing right now today in this place. He's had mercy. And this is one thing God does. He doesn't play games. He does not play games. And if He starts a work, He'll finish it. And He won't have mercy and not have grace. Mercy opens the door for the grace of God to reach us and to save us. I wonder how many young people today will come to this front and say, Lord, I want an effective work of grace in my heart right now. I've felt grace, God, as it's moved through this message today. I've heard the word of grace, the teaching and the instruction of God. I'm ready to let it be effective in my life. I don't want just mercy, God. I want grace to change me today, God. I want grace to transform me today. I want to leave a new creature, God. Grace says I can be delivered. Grace says I don't have to be bound. Grace says I can be made free. Grace says I can be made whole. I'm believing in that grace message, God. And I'm receiving it, God. I come, I repent, I humble myself. I just go ahead and respond to the Lord. If there's a hunger in your heart, you want to come forward. Amen. All I know to do is just give you an opportunity right now and tell you there's a throne of grace. You can come out, you can get up. You can rise above it. The blood, the blood, the blood.